Hi, Dr. Sonia Olson here, long-term emergency clinician and currently a clinician wellness trainer with Blue Pearl's health and well-being team.
I'm Diana Barone, Blue Pearl's Northeast Regional Social Worker.
Together, we're going to be bringing you our new mobile wellness podcast, Shucking Oysters.
We're going to be cracking open those oysters to get a pearl of wellness wisdom. So let's dig in.
Well, welcome back to Shucking Oysters with Dr. Sonia Olson and Diana Barone. So we're going to build off of our last conversation, which was around coping skills. This time, we want to focus a little bit more on body tending. So this pearl of body tending, it's really a recognition of this being not just your physical body, but we're also pointing to your psychological self, your emotional self, and your spiritual self. All of these aspects of you that deserve some care and attention tending. So we're going to break it down a little bit if we could. There's things that we may come to mind around physical activities and practices, but what else might we take into consideration, particularly around mind-body connection and emotional care? So Diana, do you want to walk us through some of that?
Absolutely. So for the pearl of body tending, when we think about popular physical care, we think about sleep, the way we go to sleep, the way we wake up, how much we sleep. We think about movement and exercise, time outdoors with sunlight and fresh air, which is especially important for our overnighters. We think about nutrition. We think about mindful consumption of food and water. And when we think about that mind-body connection, just to extend it a little bit more, we think about deep breathing, flow states, and subconscious movements like exercise, that's yoga, tai chi, qigong, and thinking about hobbies and creative outlets like art and music. So the mind-body connection feeds into all of this, as well as consumption of content or media and how much we're taking in and how that impacts us. We also can think about the relationship to our community, and being that proximity to other humans can bring a sense of safety and inclusion, and provides that emotional attunement that we really haven't had as much of lately. So thinking and knowing it goes more than just the physical care that we tend to think of.
That's so great, Diana. And I want to build a little bit upon the community relationships, because there's a neurophysiology and neuroscience piece to this. So yay, we get to geek out on the science for a moment. So Diana mentioned something called emotional attunement. So there's something that happens when we are truly in physical proximity of fellow humans, where we are able to look at their facial expressions, their body language. And that's really why that's so important when it comes to communication, is that you are tuning into the emotions and your brain is activating in those regions. There's something in your brain also called mirror neurons. So this is unique, that we can feel what somebody else is feeling. So empathy, for example, right, where you take on somebody else's feelings. But this is actually different. This is the physical sensations. So if somebody, for example, slams their finger in a door, they're feeling pain. Ouch. Your brain, in exactly the spaces that register pain, light up. They have found this on functional MRIs. It's fascinating. So you literally are feeling emotionally and physically what your fellow humans are feeling. And it's our human nature also that we absolutely balance our stress levels and are better able to feel safe and secure when we're in proximity of other humans. We get all the feel good, feel safe hormones, oxytocin, dopamine, that are released into our bodies. So there's really something to be said about the power of community and connection. The other piece, though, that I want to bring up today that we're going to do a practice around is something called polyvagal theory. So this is coming from Dr. Stephen Porges, who's a behavioral neuroscientist. And years ago, he identified what he calls a third nervous system response. It's the social engagement system. So there's the sympathetic system, there's the parasympathetic system, and there's this polyvagal theory and practice. So together with others, they have written, Deb Dana, Stanley Rosenberg and others. They've written about this, they have talked about it. And the idea of it is that it's tapping into a really important bundle of nerves and connections in the middle of your body that runs from your brain all the way through the core of your body into your viscera, particularly your GI tract, your lungs, and your heart. So we're going to do a practice to just feel what this feels like and how to use it to calm us, to center us, and to release some tension and maybe even some distressing feelings. So first things first, I'm just going to have you sit nice and tall through your back. If you're laying down, wonderful. Lay down. If you can take a moment to just take three really full breaths with me with an intentional longer exhale to bring yourself into this space. So we're going to inhale through the nose for a count of three, exhale through mouth for a count of five. Inhale, nose, one, two, three. Exhale, five, four, three, two, one. Inhale, one, two, three. Exhale, five, four, three, two, one. One more time. Inhale deeply. One, two, three. Exhale, sigh, five, four, three, two, and one. Now, if you will, place your fingertips lightly behind your head, elbows wide, chest open, shoulders back and down. Press your head softly back into your fingertips, and without moving anything but your eyes, look over to the right side as far as you can. Take a couple of very slow, deep breaths here. Then ease your eyes back to the front. Now do the same to the left. Look as far as you can to the left without moving your head, pushing your head back into your hands. Deep breath. Eyes to front. Take a very big swallow. Softly roll your jaw. And then release your arms down, hands to your thighs. Roll your shoulders back. Ah. So in doing that, just take a moment to check in with what you're feeling. This is a wonderful opportunity for you to practice this when you're at work. You can do it sitting. If you're at home, give it a try laying down and see what you can feel differently. Notice if a sigh or a yawn comes up for you and let that happen. So again, that's Stephen Porges, and that's spelled P-O-R-G-E-S. Deb Dana, Stanley Rosenberg, together they created the Polyvagal Institute, but there's heaps of lectures and books also that you can tap into. Thank you for doing that with me. All right, Diana, where are we going next?
Thanks so much, Sonia. So we know this pearl was part two of coping skills and strategies. Our first around body wisdom encouraged us to remember to check in with ourselves and give ourselves what we need, and remembering what you're capable of. And then this piece, really the body tending, discussing what are some of those options to tend to your body in times of need. These frameworks we can apply to ourselves, but also the systems that we operate in. And we're really gonna be opening it up to the more challenging pieces of this profession and how to work with it going forward. So ciao for now, and thanks, guys.
Thank you, Diana. And we're ready for this. We've been building up to this through these different conversations we've been having. So we look forward to having you join us next time. And until then, take good care of yourselves. Maybe practice some of these exercises. And we'll tackle the next pearl of wisdom when we come together next time. Take care.
Ciao for now, guys.
For more episodes of this podcast and other health and well-being resources, head to mypluralvet.com.